Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
It's the Buzz 24-7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Hey everybody, welcome to Archive Friday. Hope you got some cool stuff to do this weekend. I will tell you, we're going back for this one. Let me see, way back. Set the way back machine, Sherman, to 2009. And why would we go back to 2009? Because you only get one chance to talk to C-3PO from the Star Wars movies, ladies and gentlemen. An Archive Friday edition with actor Anthony Daniels. You know, I honestly have heard this theme, this music,
Goosebumps.
Ever since it first came out back in the 70s, and I never, ever have tired of it. I could listen to the theme to Star Wars every day, and still, I love it as much as I did back then. And you can't say that about a lot of themes.
I'm so excited to hear it from an orchestra live right in front of me.
We are very lucky to be joined this morning by Mr. Anthony Daniels, who's joining us on the phone. And you recognize him. He was the voice and character of C-3PO in the Star Wars movies. Good morning,
And the interesting thing is I can't sing either, so the both of us had better shut up during the concert.
I wonder, Anthony, are you like that? Because I don't know, there are certain themes to movies and shows that we all love, but I never get tired of the way the Star Wars theme makes me feel. Have you ever tired of it, I guess?
Well, I've done Star Wars in concert now, I think about 28 times, and every night I listen to every single piece of music, because John Williams' scores are so deep and rich and multi-layered. The orchestra, 86 instruments, all talking to each other either individually or in sections, weaving their magic. And it's the sort of music you can listen to time and time again. Fortunately, I don't have to buy a ticket. I get to see it.
Did you have any idea when you were making Star Wars?
Excuse me, this roadkill thing. Now, on Twitter, I caught some concern when I said we just passed some kind of furry roadkill, and unfortunately it wasn't an Ewok. There are people out there who like Ewoks.
I love that. The guy who did C-3PO is calling you out, Roadkill.
He's calling me out.
Roadkill is a huge, huge fan, just so you know, Anthony.
Want more Ewok Roadkill, okay?
Go ahead. When you were making Star Wars, did you guys have any idea?
No, none whatsoever. We thought it was complete, I won't say trash, that's too rude, but we thought it was so hokey. I assumed nobody would ever, ever go and see this film, and I was ashamed I was in it. My friends were in very smart theater companies like the Royal Shakespeare or the National Theater of England, and I was dressing up in this weird gold suit and talking very strangely. And Alec Guinness kind of supported me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. Right. And then, of course, months later, or a year later, the film opened, and 4 years later, I'm talking to you now and thoroughly, thoroughly enjoying my association with the saga.
And in the beginning, Anthony, I mean, the fact that Sir Alec Guinness was associated with the project, I would have thought would have legitimized it.
Oh, 100%, but that's before Mark Hamill and I started saying silly bits of script to each other and thinking, this doesn't make sense. It's like, oh, the worst. But we did it professionally and full out, and that's why you, as members of the audience, kind of believed it, you know?
At what point did you know this was more than a movie that people liked? It was going. When did you know?
The cover of Newsweek magazine, I think, just went crazy. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I was putting my footprints outside the Chinese theater in Hollywood, and there were so many people standing in line to get into the theaters that they were lining up through people's residential streets with no bathroom facilities.
Wow!
Let's not go there at this hour of the day.
Anthony Daniels, of course, who plays C-3PO tomorrow night at the Verizon Wireless Arena. The Star Wars Wars in Concert phenomenon, which is just amazing. We'll talk about that in a second.
Mr. Daniels, did you get to keep or did you eventually get a copy or the original of the C-3PO suit?
I will deny any accusations of having removed items from the set. And if you push it, I will have my lawyers call you.
Good for you. So when it comes to, I have heard nothing but absolute raves about the show, Star Wars in Concert.
Isn't it wild? Because when they came to me some years ago, because this is three and a half years in the making, and, you know, you don't get to put a gigantic rock show thing like this on the road without a huge amount of preparation. We have, I think, I'm looking down from my hotel room by the water here, and there are two beautiful, beautiful coaches that whisk me and others around. Plus, there's 12 coaches, 15 enormously long trucks that have trailed this thing from Anaheim in California right here to the East Coast. And I'm part of this huge army, and it's so exciting. But originally I said, well, John Williams' music is just great on its own. You don't need compilation films from Star Wars. You don't need lasers or other effects. The music's good enough on its own. They said, shut up. We're doing it this way. And they were right. It's magical. It's bigger than I can possibly describe. I can tell you the elements, 86 pieces of orchestra, 100-piece choir generally, huge 100-foot-wide screen, three stories high, LED drapes that bring the films out towards you in the wind. You can't see I'm waving my arms in the air. Well, one arm. I'm holding a phone with the other one.
Right.
I'm very technical. A great canopy that comes out. We have smoke and lasers. It's magic. It's bigger than you can possibly... It's a bit like the Death Star. They go, oh, no, it's the money, isn't it? More than you can possibly imagine.
There's no other movie. I'm sitting here and we're talking about it, and I'm thinking that I actually have friends that dress up like they have the entire Imperial Stormtrooper outfit. And I'm thinking, like, wow, how many movie... how many movie franchises can say that? And you, I mean, even though in the beginning when you thought I'm playing a droid, a robot, you know, like you said, maybe all your other friends are doing what you call legitimate theater, but you're one of the characters that has sustained through it all.
And it's weird, isn't it? And I really, and there was a time when I thought to drop the whole thing, and then, you know, sense took over. And
right.
In the last few years, we've done enormous fan events where I have faced on stage thousands, and I do this every night now in Star Wars in Concert, thousands of people there because they love the films. And they love John Williams' music. And I'm a part of the films, and maybe a little bit of them loves a little bit of me. And that's a really wonderful feeling, especially at the end or the beginning sometimes where, you know, there's a standing ovation. And I cannot tell you the treat that gives me. And I know I just stand there grinning like a fool in a rather unprofessional way. But when you get so many people showing you love, I mean, you can't stand and look cool, can you?
No. How did you feel?
But wait a minute. I want to say, if you have your favorite Star Wars costume, unless it's an Ewok, then come in costume because you will feel totally at home.
And they will.
But also, if you have never seen Star Wars, little pause there, if you've never seen Star Wars, you can come to Star Wars in Concert and leave knowing everything you need to know, the basics of it. Because the story I narrate on stage tells you a very, very clear linear story of the galaxy being a great place of peace and joy. And then there were bad people. And they kind of got hold of this little kid who was really cute. But when he trained to be a Jedi, something really bad happened, and he got worse and worse.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had two kids, and as he got worse, they grew up and got really wonderful and beautiful and true. And they eventually defeated him and basically destroyed him whilst redeeming him. And then the galaxy goes to being a great, wonderful, peaceful thing. I will remind you, this is a galaxy far, far away.
That is the best cliff notes of Star Wars, the entire trilogy and beyond that I have heard.
Well, it's true, and I will be absolutely honest in saying I never truly understood the real story of Star Wars until I started doing the script on Star Wars in Concert.
Mm-hmm.
Because we cut away all the kind of other bits and pieces of Jedi and Jar Jar Binkses and all those things you were never quite sure about.
Right.
They're all referenced in these specially compiled sort of mosaics from all six films, in which we have the ability, now we've got all the films, to go forward and back in time to show you.
Right.
When Obi-Wan says, this was your father's lightsaber, and I think you should have it, you then on screen see Luke Skywalker fade across into sepia, seeing, or we see his father as Anakin wielding that lightsaber before he went to the dark side. Mm-hmm. And when we see Darth Vader, we can go back, fade through to sepia of the little boy turning to you, and you get goosebumps because you know the cute kid grows up to be a real menace.
I have a two-part question, and one of them deals with you as an actor. And the other one deals with you as maybe a fan, okay? When you make movies, you can make movies that are loved by many, and yet doesn't mean that they're going to be an enjoyable experience to physically make. My first question is, which movie did you have the most fun making? And secondly, is there a scene in all of the movies that you've done as C-3PO, Anthony, that is your favorite for your character?
I hate two-part questions because at my age, my memory doesn't always get to the second one.
First one, your best experience.
No, I got it. That was a joke.
Okay. I'm
Don't you love working with professionals? Yes. Well, the first one was, which one was fun? Curiously, it's kind of difficult. The first one was a complete nightmare, which is wonderful that people loved it so much because it was frankly hard work, and if people had hated it, you know, it would have been for nothing. They just adored that film. The Empire Strikes Back was terrific because we had Irving Kershner directing, and he just loved, I loved working with him, and he seemed to like working with me, and we had a blast. The third one was kind of fun. Yeah, I know we had the Ewoks, but hey. What can I say? They all had their little moments. Okay. The 3PO, favorite moments for me is when I managed to make 3PO look sad, because, you know, that face never changes.
Right.
But because of kind of the training I'd gone through years before, there are moments when I look at him and I see his emotion on his face, even though it doesn't move. And one of my favorite moments, of course, was Han Solo was always a bit evil to 3PO, wasn't he?
Yes.
He like, didn't get it. And being able to say to Han Solo, Harrison Ford, with the Ewoks, you know, what are they saying? It appears, Captain Solo, that you are to be the main course at a banquet given in my honor. Freakio really liked that moment.
There's always that struggle when you have such a famous character that I want to hear you do the voice, but I don't want to ask because I know that you've been asked a million times. So thank you for doing that. Thank you for indulging
us.
Okay.
I mean, you know 3PO is the famous one. He's the iconic figure, and frankly, I cannot escape him.
Right.
Anywhere in the world, there is always, whichever country I'm in, no matter how strange and sort of distant, it's like seeing, you know, you can be out in the middle of the African jungle and you'll see a Coca-Cola sign.
Right.
I can hear the Star Wars tunes. I see images of 3PO, Darth Vader, whatever. I read books, references. It's always coming up with things because Star Wars has entered the world vocabulary of the arts. It's an iconic figure in every way.
Right.
And, of course, John's music, because come to Star Wars in concert if you love Star Wars. Come if you've never known what Star Wars is about and you're embarrassed to say.
Right.
And come if you love live orchestral sound, because we have this superb Royal Philharmonic Concert Orchestra from London, and a superb choir, and it's live. It's not recorded. There are no tracks underneath it. It's live sound. So if somebody blows a bum note, whatever. But with live, it's like a tightrope every night.
Yeah.
The orchestra is playing live to picture. Dirk Brosset, the conductor, is actually syncing it live. Can't miss a beat, because otherwise it'll look totally weird if the planet blows up and the big drum goes boom a minute later. You think, I'm going to mismatch.
You
are watching a tightrope performance. I walk out not dressed as 3PO. My costume is actually in a case in the exhibition before you go in. Get there early.
Okay.
Please get there early.
All right.
See the exhibit. Get in your seat early because the beginning is terrific, as with the interval. And I come on and tell the story in a nice black suit that I can sit down in, walk around, you know.
There you go.
Even go to the bathroom, obviously not on stage, in the interval. It doesn't take 2 hours to go to, the men's room.
Anthony, I got to tell you, it's a real pleasure to talk to you. We're very excited.
Are you coming to the show?
Here's the dilemma.
Oh,
Roadkill, Roadkill is a huge fan. We made plans to go a long time ago. Tomorrow I have to make a decision to go to the Star Wars show or it's a statewide association of broadcast dinner that is tomorrow night.
Please.
See, exactly. I agree with you.
Do you want help on making this decision?
Thank you.
Are you that Words fail me. I'm sorry. I've been wasting my time here.
No, you want not
to go to some dreadful organization dinner.
Yes.
You're going to eat the rubber chicken.
Yes.
You're going to schmooze with people you hate.
I want
the people you're jealous of, the people who are jealous of you.
You
realize you are able to touch greatness tomorrow night. The force is so strong. You tell me about a dinner.
See,
are you hungry that you need a free drink?
You are right. You are right. I'm going to the show. To hell with NHAB. Right there. Well, Anthony, thank you. Real pleasure to talk to you. We look forward to seeing you tomorrow night at the Verizon Wireless Arena.
I will give you a wave.
All right. All the best.
May the force be with you.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Anthony. Have a wonderful day.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
There you go.
Well, have a great weekend, everybody. We will see you coming up on Monday.
Enjoy.
And may the force be with you.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348. Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.